Welcome. I'm Maureen Bausch with the Minnesota Super Bowl Host Committee, and we are so glad you're all here with us today in the authentic Bold North. This is what it is. We just got back from Houston, and they did a marvelous job. A little warmer, but we're going to do it all in a foot of snow and in single-degree weather, and it's going to be very fun. We're going to show the world what Minnesota is really about and let them have a whole lot of fun doing it. Before I go any further, I want to introduce some of our distinguished guests here today. Mayor Betsy Hodges, thank you. Commissioner Ellinger. Our two co-chairs, Wendy Nelson and Eric Jolly. Representative Ray Don. And did I miss anyone now? Have I missed any of our great guests? Pardon? Oh, Council President Barbara Johnson. I didn't see her. There she is. Thank you so much for being here to celebrate the very first of our legacy grants. And you know, a year from now, when all of our guests have left, we want the Super Bowl to leave a lasting legacy in Minnesota. And we're doing that through our Legacy Fund, which I'm going to introduce our Vice President, Dana Nelson, to tell you more about it. Most important thing about the Bold North is we talk fast and everything is short.
Last week in Houston, the mayor of Houston said, "Football brings Houston together." Well, I think winter brings Minnesotans together. You guys look gorgeous. You look gorgeous today, especially those of you who wore snow pants. All right? We're here. I couldn't be more excited to kick off 52 weeks of giving in honor of Super Bowl 52. We're going to announce a grant each week and do an event like this every single week from today until Super Bowl Sunday on February 4th, 2018. Mm-hmm. We'll be investing in fun, fuel, and fundamentals, ensuring that our kids and families across Minnesota will have healthy habits and healthy lives long after our game is played. We couldn't do this without the incredible partners here that you'll hear more from, and certainly here. Round of applause for our incredible sponsors. We'll be investing in communities from the Iron Range to the Iowa border, from Moorhead close to Packer territory. It's true. And we couldn't do it without all of you. I'm here and so proud to introduce our Legacy Fund co-chairs, Wendy Nelson and Dr. Eric Jolly.
Hi, all. Now, remember, the cameras are rolling, so look like you're not cold. Thrilled to be here today. I want to thank Maureen for her incredible leadership. She's got a ways to go in 52 weeks, but she's doing an amazing job. And Dana, who's leading our Legacy Fund. And all the group here, raise your hand. We've got an incredible team who's helping us put this together. It's going to be added to volunteers, and it started with leaders like Mayor Hodges and others who have all come together. But the brilliant piece of this is that we get to show off our Minnesota Super Bowl heart. We should trademark that. What do you think, Maureen? Minnesota Super Bowl heart. So I've realized that 52 is becoming my favorite number because we have 52 weeks of giving, 52 weeks of adventure, 52 weeks of empowering the leaders in our community who are already making Minnesota great, and we just get to help give them a little springboard to action. So with that, Eric's going to talk about 52,000.
Yes, $52,000. It's the kickoff grant from the Legacy Fund, and you are here for the very first official action of the Super Bowl of Minnesota. Welcome to an incredible start for what will be 52 incredible weeks. We couldn't be more thrilled than to support this foundation, the Lopet Foundation, in what they're doing. Their mission is perfectly aligned with the mission and the passion that the Super Bowl Legacy Fund wants to ignite. We are talking about inspiring young people to a lifetime of healthy habits, year-round health and sport activities, getting started here at this foundation, and you are here to celebrate. If we can bring the executive director up and our check. Right. On behalf of the Super Bowl Legacy Fund and marking the first of the official Super Bowl events right here, we are happy to present you with $52,000. Oh. Okay. Wonderful. Did we get it? Oh, wonderful.
Good. I'll ask you that again in just a second.
There we are. Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, thank you to the Super Bowl committee. We're honored to be part of the Super Bowl's 52 weeks of giving kickoff week here. You guys, which ones of you guys did the mini Lopet this weekend?
Me.
What was the best part?
Down the hill.
Down the hill. I knew it. So I'm the executive director of the Lopet Foundation. What is our Bold North vision? Well, our mission is to get people outdoors and active throughout the year. And we believe that good things happen when you get people outdoors and active. People are happier and healthier. You all look very happy. Not cold at all. Obesity rates go down. People are reconnected with nature and with each other. Kids do better behaviorally and academically. And we don't just teach kids to love skiing and biking and trail running. We give them strategies for life. So we teach kids self-confidence. They learn that when they fall, they have to get up again. They learn the connection between hard work and success. So what are our strategies for getting people outdoors and active? Well, our first strategy, you see right here, is we're a North Minneapolis organization. We don't believe we're successful unless we get North Minneapolis involved in everything that we do. So from the beginning, we partnered with the Minneapolis Public Schools and with the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board. And over the last 10 years, we've had over 12,000 kids learn to love skiing and biking and trail running and paddling through our programming. And over 9,000 of those kids are from North Minneapolis. So, and we build on that strategy with strategies around trails. So we partner with the Park Board again in order to bring world-class trails to Minneapolis and to North Minneapolis so that we can all enjoy these Bold North days throughout the year. We build on that with events. And we run year-round community events, and the idea is to build community around these activities, to give the kids in our programs a chance to celebrate their achievements, and to show people what they can do right in their backyards. And you might have seen some of our Bold North spirit last weekend. We had our Lopet Festival and managed to make it happen, despite having some kind of fickle weather thrown at us. We work hard at that. So we've had some good success as an organization, but in order to scale up, we have some things we need to overcome. We operate out of the backs of vans and trailers, tents, and Worth Park is mostly a golf course for most of the year. So we've partnered with the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board on a project that takes and moves a few of the golf holes. And you're standing in the middle of what was the 17th hole at the golf course. This is now the center of what we call the trailhead. And it'll have staging and learning areas for skiing and mountain biking and trail running throughout the year. With a building, right? Some of you are standing inside the building, you don't know it yet. called the trailhead, that will have a cafe space and a bike and ski shop and a public gathering space. And it'll be a place where we can bring people together around these outdoor activities, where we can give North Minneapolis kids and families jobs and opportunities for leadership, where we can bring the whole community together around our Bold North vision of outdoor active throughout the year. And I want to say, you know, today's contribution really helps make that Bold North vision possible. We're excited to help kick off that 52 weeks of giving. And I want to finish with a little quote from one of the parents of North Minneapolis Minilopen kid. In the last couple days, I got a note. It said simply, "Thank you for helping my daughters to feel what crossing the finish line really means. The smiles and the intrinsic strength that you help bring to these young kids' faces will last way longer than the snow on the ground. So thank you to the Super Bowl host committee. Thank you for helping us approach the finish line of the trailhead so that we can help more and more North Minneapolis kids and families gain that intrinsic strength and enjoy the Bold North as much as we do." And now I want to introduce our great mayor, Betsy Hodges, who's going to say a few words.
All right, everybody. If you've got your Bold North mittens on, just put them up. Right? Because talk about bold and talk about north. The weather right now is bold, and the weather right now is north. And that is a huge part of what our success is going to be, because winter is one of the best assets we have as a community. So let's hear it for winter. Yay! And it is so great to be here today as part of the kickoff for the 52 weeks of giving. I want to say a huge thank you to Wendy and Eric, to Dana, to Maureen for your leadership and your hard work that has already expanded longer than 52 weeks prior to this and will go for the next 52 weeks and beyond. So thank you so much for that. Making sure that Super Bowl 52 is going to have such a lasting impact on Minneapolis, on our region, on our entire state. And through the Legacy Fund, the Super Bowl host committee is continuing a tradition of giving that is part of the fabric of who we are as a state and as a community, right? We give. We're one of the givingest communities we've got. And the Super Bowl is no less than that. And I cannot think of a better organization to accept the first Legacy Grant, who represents Bold North the best, who represents the best of us as a community, than the Lopet Foundation. So John, great work. I was at the Lopet this weekend, and I got to do the starting gun for the junior Lopet, and there wasn't a gun, I just did a big countdown and yelled go really loud, is actually what happened, let's be honest here. I just yelled go really loud, they were ready. And then I got to interview last year and this year young people as they were coming back across the finish line, if I could capture them between the medal and getting to the hot cocoa. And I would ask them what they love about skiing. And it was, it's fun, it's fast, the hills, because you guys love the hills, right? It's fun, it's fast, the hills, and you cannot beat the spark in the eye that those young people have as they are doing, as they are participating in the Lopet. And you see that in all the activities that are going to be happening over the course of the next year. So we don't apologize for winter. We don't apologize for winter here. We embrace it. We celebrate it. We help you embrace it and celebrate it, because winter is one of our best assets. And it's one of the reasons we love the Bold North. So congratulations to the Lopet for this, the first of 52 that will happen throughout the year that help young people in particular, and here right in the backyard of North Minneapolis, to help young people stay healthy, active, build lifelong skills, passions, friends, experiences that they will remember for a lifetime and take with them. So I look forward to seeing all of you over the course of the next 52 weeks as we celebrate this community. Thank you for coming out today. I'm tempted to make it sound like I'm going to talk more, but I'm not. But that would be funny to someone. But I am honored to introduce Dr. Ed Ehlinger, who is the Commissioner of Health here in Minnesota and is just doing great work in our communities.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. And congratulations to all of the. You like my knickers? That's my snow pants. You know, in the old days, that's all we had was wool and knickers. All of these newfangled notions, you know, just go back to the old stuff. But anyway, thank you, Mayor. Thank you to the leadership team, the Bold North team. Thank you all for coming. And just prior to coming here, I had a meeting with the governor. We were talking about early childhood and how important early childhood was and giving people opportunities. And I said, I have to go and do this thing at Worth Park. And he said, tell me about it. And I said, you know, I came to Minnesota 37 years ago because I was getting schooling in North Carolina. I got snow withdrawal symptoms. And I had to come north to actually pay attention to the snow and the ice and all the stuff that was going on. And he said, you know what? The governor said, you know what my favorite temperature is? And I said, I know my favorite temperature is 10. And he says, mine too. You can do a lot in 10 degrees because you don't sweat, you don't have any bugs, and it's just really fun. So, and he says, I wish I could be with you, but I got some other things to do. And he said, I wanted the lieutenant governor to come, but she also got tied up down in Rochester, so couldn't. But the lieutenant governor did send a note that she wanted me to read. She said, friends, Minnesotans are, A-R-E in capitals, are bold, skating and skiing in the winter, water skiing and swimming in the summer, and biking and hiking year-round, and yes, even a little football. It is our responsibility to pass our Minnesota traditions on to the next generation. However, more than half of all Minnesota 12th graders report not participating in physical activities for 5 or more days a week. The Super Bowl is a great opportunity to get Minnesota moving again. The state of Minnesota is proud to partner with the host committee on its year-long campaign to help our kids develop lifelong healthy habits. This is a tremendous legacy for our state. So thank you for your leadership. Together we can build healthier, more active communities in every corner of Minnesota. Sincerely, Tina Smith, Lieutenant Governor. So thanks to the Lieutenant Governor. And actually, when I moved here 37 years ago to take advantage, they used to teach in the public schools ski jumping in this park. Can you imagine that? So I'm really pleased that the State Health Department is partnering with the committee to do something 52 weeks out of the year related to health. And we know we have what's called the SHIP program, the Statewide Health Improvement Program, in every county throughout the state that brings community leaders together to figure out how can we enhance physical activity and improve nutrition and build the skills to be healthy. And because of that SHIP program, we're actually turning the curve on obesity in Minnesota. We're one of the 4 states in the country that's actually turning the curve. And with the activities that we're doing throughout the state, partnering with SHIP and other community partners, we're going to bring it throughout the state. Everybody in Minnesota has to be healthy if we're going to be a healthy state. It's not about average. We want everybody to be healthy. We don't want highs and lows. We want everybody to be as healthy as possible. And this, with the grants that are being made, we're going to be able to do that. This is going to be a legacy that lives on forever. And this is going to change NFL football because they're going to start to see you need to focus on fuel, good food, and fun, physical activity, and fundamentals, the skills you need to really succeed in life. So this is going to be the mantra from now on for the NFL. So thanks for this partnership. I really look forward to it. And I know you're getting colder than can be, so let's enjoy winter. And if you want to join me, we're going to do some mountain biking. There's also some snowshoes over there. You can snowshoes. And certainly the kids from Lucy Laney School are tubing. They're going to be partnering with us. So thank you all for being here. Thanks for the partnership. Let's go have 52 weeks. And I want 52 weeks from now, I want to have a bike parade to the Super Bowl Stadium as with Roger Goodell and all of those, and Harvey Long and all of those other guys on the bikes with us. So thanks all.